Hello, everyone!
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
It is me, your producer, Aaron.
And me, your dumb bitch co-host, Paris.
And we just want to start off by saying, please stop asking me how I'm doing. It's a useless question. No, I'm kidding.
If you want to know how I'm doing, just send some money to my Venmo account, @TitParis, and I'll be telling you how I feel after that.
Exactly. Well, we are here for two reasons. Number one, I am terrible at my job as a producer, and I'm kind of mediocre right now. We had some technical difficulties with our second episode. We double recorded, and we actually lost the first half of the second episode. But you will still hear the second half of the second episode live in Technicolor, not live nor in Technicolor, after me and Paris are done ranting. Yeah. The second reason why we're here right now is to just kind of address and talk about where we are as a nation. I know a lot of people are talking about it right now. A lot of people are having conversations about the murders of George Floyd and of Breonna Taylor.
Which are important conversations to have.
Yes, they are very important conversations to have, and we're very glad that a lot of allies are stepping up to have those conversations, and that a lot of black people especially are using our space and our resources to advocate for ourselves, mm-hmm. and to direct that. To directly protest.
Yes, and also I think it is important right now to promote black artists, black owned businesses, black creators, black anything, because right now we are trying to fight this government that is suppressing us and oppressing us. And the best thing to do is to highlight people who are being black excellence, honestly. So I think that it is in your best interest to go and find some black artists, find some black creators, find some black owned businesses, and just like share them on your Instagram, share them on your Twitter, tell everybody about them.
And we want to help you guys with that. So we had a conversation of what we were going to do with the show at this time, and we're going to continue to produce the show weekly every Friday, give or take 2 days or 2 weeks. And we're going to continue to produce the show. We're going to continue to talk about topics that affect black and brown people, but we will not be directly talking about what is happening. Mm-hmm. Number one, because we do not need another outlet talking yes. constantly about what's happening. But number two, because it will come up
yeah, regardless. It's going to come up. It's part of our lives as black and brown people. It's been part of our lives for pretty much our whole entire lives.
So
this is not anything that's new to us. This is something that we can comment on and talk about, but it's not something that we want to make the show about, because the show, although we are talking about important things, we want to make the show a little bit lighter and a little bit
easier more, to consume.
Yeah, consume, and kind of an escape. Like, it's, we're also creating a piece of art here, you know? So it's like, to a degree, art is a little bit of an escape.
So we want our audience to be able to escape, especially our black and brown audience members who, when you are coming into trauma or you're just exhausted or you just don't want to, you can enjoy it without being exhausted.
Yeah, and you can just come and like listen to us shoot the shit, you know what I mean?
Because we love shooting shit. And we are going to continue to share resources, share organizations to donate to, because funding and capital is the number one way to fight oppression.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to share those resources, and we're going to continue to promote black and brown artists, because these are the things that we want to see and that we need to see right now. So thank you guys so much. Very excited to have you guys listen to our second episode, where we talk about the terrible and disgusting Lil Boosie and the equally terrible and disgusting T.I. And we praise Dwayne Wade for being sexy and a great father.
Dwayne Wade is my dad.
Dwayne Wade. Oh, I wish Dwayne Wade was my dad. And
no, just my dad.
Just my father. We end up just leaving that conversation and just enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, we talk about... Should I say what we talk about at the
end? I don't know. I think we'll leave it.
No, we'll leave it. If y'all listen, y'all figure it out, so...
And for everyone who is wondering where to find our past episodes, a lot of our season one episodes we've decided to archive. Eventually, we are going to have a Patreon. That information is going to come later in the summer. But we're going to archive those episodes and have those available on Patreon. And we may have additional content, like conversations, talking about things like we talked about at the end of this episode. Maybe that's an episode we have on Patreon. Maybe we just do drags, like we just drag people. And Paris will be.
You're talking about like me being in drag.
Well, I was gonna say we drag people, and you can be in drag. But this is a podcast, so regardless of whether or not you are in drag,
I'll just like go up to the microphone and be like, "Hey, y'all, I'm in drag."
And especially right now in COVID, we have all of our videos from our podcast that we will eventually release on our Patreon as well. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for listening to Femme Ethnic and Angry, and enjoy. So everybody, welcome back. There was no commercial break, so welcome back. For our main topic, we wanted to talk about, or I want to talk about something that happened again a few weeks ago by the time this episode airs, but will still for some reason be relevant, and that is Lil Boosie, who known homophobe and human troll doll Lil Boosie decided to open up about his parenting skills and his parenting tactics.
When nobody asked.
Paris has pulled up the article.
I'm trying to pull up the article so I can.
But when who interviewed him about this?
It says Hatch.
When he was interviewed about his parenting, he essentially said that yes, of course he wants his 13 and 12 year old son and nephew to like get their dick sucked by women. He approves of it, and that he has bought sex workers and to come to his house and hotel or wherever they're staying and to perform sexual acts on children, and that he's perfectly okay with it. And he has done this and essentially has like perpetuated that he does this so that way his kids don't end up being gay, and that way he can avoid his kids, you know, becoming out gay. He also has come under fire for not paying his child support to the woman, the mother of his daughter. So while he's taking his son out to go get his dick sucked, he's not paying child support to his daughter. And he has been online criticizing Dwayne Wade's daughter, Zaya, before. And many people are drawing comparisons to Dwayne Wade, saying, well, if Dwayne Wade lets his quote, I will not say, if people let Dwayne Wade's daughter express herself that way, why is what Lil Boosie's doing wrong? And of course, they're misgendering her when they're saying that. So it's just this big powder keg of like toxic. Right. Black masculinity that I just wanted to like sit and break down for a second, because right now with, I think everyone's inside, all these things are like stirring around the internet, and they're kind of just like creating like, I think I said in the last episode, but like powder kegs of just like pockets of toxic shit that we're finding out online.
And I think it does have to do a lot with the fact that like since we are in this pandemic, like people just have time to like go dig, and like also people have time to just like say whatever they want and go crazy. And it's like, you don't have to, just because we're sitting at home doesn't mean you have to spread your business to people. Like, don't do it.
Yeah, and I think specifically talking about Lil Boosie, I've never heard a Lil Boosie
song. Who was Lil Boosie? I just want to know.
A lot of people have. I think we're going to get attacked.
Rapper that's gotten away with murder, quite honest.
Like 100%, he's obviously trash. True. I don't care if I get attacked for attacking him.
For not being able to, for not knowing Lil Boosie's, like, I mean, he's trash.
Rapper who's gotten away with murder.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's problematic also because he sports Greek letters when he's not a part of any Greek historically black organization, which is problematic in and of itself.
He's probably trying to put on more images of masculinity because he feels so weak. Emasculine, you know what I mean?
I'm just like, girl, just let it be.
Yeah,
you don't have to shove that onto people. You don't have to if you don't want to deal with it, don't shove it onto other people, okay?
No. And it's like such, and it's like, I think regardless of whether or not your kids quote unquote wanted that, like they're children. These are not things.
They're children. They can't.
Children.
that's not how we healthily talk to our kids about sex.
Right.
As we should be talking
to each other. And it's such a fragile topic in and of itself.
That's not the way to be like, and also like, it's not even the conversation of we're talking about sex. It's the fact that I don't want you to be a homosexual. I don't want you to be gay. I don't want you to be queer. As like, he wasn't even like trying to like teach them like what sex is or like what sex.
Exactly.
Just teaching them how to not be gay.
Yeah. And it's like so much of like straight maleness and like masculinity stems from the fear of being homosexual.
Exactly.
Like, and it's crazy because it's like it's almost as if homosexuality and masculinity are exclusive things, but they're not exclusive things either. Like, because there are
hyper masculine homosexual people.
There's a lot of them.
There's too many of them.
There's
actually quite honest.
There's actually way more masculine gays or at least gay, exactly. Gay men who pretend to be masculine.
Like, there are like more like homo, like hetero passing cisgendered white gay men than there are like trans people and like non-binary people who definitely do not present as just like cisgendered and masculine.
I think even more so than that, I think it's like if you look at the percentage in the gay community, I think of like men who are comfortable with themselves versus like men who are not, I think there's a large quantity of like,
yeah,
there's a gay lot of men who present masculine because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a lot of like people who are internalizing their homophobia,
even within the community. And I think personally, I had problems with that being a Black queer person coming out. I mean, I say late, but really it's not late because, you know, I think by our generation, 19 is late, but I think by other generations, that's young. Mm-hmm. But I had such a hard time coming out with it because of like this like balance between being like masculine and Black and queer and like all of those intersections like in me personally. And I didn't know how to balance that and didn't know how to accept those things in myself. And I think that like, this is not something that I ever faced. Like, obviously my parents did not like pay for sex workers for me, but it's something that like, even these things, if I was a young Black gay kid at age 12, I might feel again ostracized, like I'm not supposed to come out, like I'm supposed to be hated, like I'm you know what I mean, like these
things. I mean, like, it's crazy because like I came out when I was 12, like,
yeah,
at that age too, so like seeing all of this like happen, like
it's like how it's like this, the extent that people will go to not to make sure their children won't end up like,
yeah,
that's as an adult, I'm not afraid of that. Those problems don't hurt, and but as a child, that was a very hard thing to consume, is like how deeply people are willing to go to not have queer children.
Yes.
So it's kind of, you know, sad, you know, that people are going to go to those lengths. And I think alternatively, I kind of wanted to talk about T.I. also, and this happened months back also, but he was checking his daughter's hymen and said that that's okay. And it's like extending Black, like the continual issues of like, but you won't do that to your son. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, should be like sexually shamed for having sex, but like men, like the fact that like Lil Boosie went and bought sex workers for his sons, but like T.I. is like over here like getting his daughter's hymen checked,
and she's an adult, not,
like she's 18 years old, like if she wanted to have sex she can go have sex. Like, it's just crazy, it's absurd, it's obscene, like why there's so much toxic masculinity like imposed upon like the Black community, and it makes
me. And I mean, like, even in that, you can see the double standard that Boosie brings is on his son versus T.I. with his daughter. And the thing about this is that none of it is consensual. And even though these children might have consented to it, they're still children. And in my mind, that ain't consensual because
they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wish I knew what I was doing when I was 12, but I didn't. So
I don't even remember what I was doing when I was 12.
I'm not gonna talk
about it. It's just the norm. It's just the norm. I mean, my dad told me, like, to my face, like to me and my brother's face, I was like, why can my brother date and I can't? Like, you have a problem with me even bringing it up. And he's like, because you're a girl. And I'm like,
what's that what? Mean?
Doesn't mean so, like, not too long ago.
When you when you are like forcing your children, when you force straightness on your kid, you perpetuate straightness, and you're like, but you're a girl. You're like, who is your son dating?
Yeah.
Like, who is,
like, in your and I said head? That. I was like, so
being another girl. If,
no. And he's like, well, you know, if something happens, then that's their family's problem. But I'm like, whose problem is it if I date a boy who got the okay from his parents to date a girl? Like, it doesn't make any right. sense.
Exactly.
It's just, it don't make sense. It don't.
It doesn't and, make sense. And frankly, I feel like boys should be the one monitor when it comes to dating.
Period.
Like, boys are crazy. Boys Seriously. Are always like, especially at that age. I went to an all-boys school, so I've seen some really fucked up shit by some boys. Like, some really fucked up shit. And I just do not, I would not trust, like, a 16, 17, like, year old dating male or dating my daughter if I had one. I would not.
Yeah.
It's just, like, kind of a hard conversation to have, though, because, you know, we are evolved from that. And, like, I feel like I don't really be thinking about, like, girls and boys anymore. Like,
yeah,
you know? So yeah. the whole thing about it, I mean, obviously within my family, like with me and my brother, like I'm a girl, he's a boy, so those roles are still in place. But like right. a lot of people that I've seen or know, or you know, my friends don't identify as something else. So it's like kind of a conversation that I'm like, okay, like.
But as a queer person who's like exploring that side of myself, I really feel like I have a hard time having that conversation with like straight people who do not understand that or do not know people within that world.
Yeah.
Because they are so quick to like demonize it and like undermine it.
And to dismiss it.
Yeah, especially. And not even just like being possibly non-binary, but also just being pansexual. Like, if I introduce myself to someone, I'll introduce myself as either, like, if it comes up, then they say I'm gay or they say I'm bisexual, I just leave it, because going into being pansexual, people will be so dismissive toward it. It's like, I can't even put the energy and the time and the breath to that. You know what I mean? So, because they can't even understand it. Because they don't understand their own feelings toward their own sexual being and their own sexuality.
Yeah. I'm just tired.
Yeah. All of our roots are just like, ugh.
I don't even want to give him any type of spotlight. Like, I didn't know who he was before all of this either.
Really?
I wish I could go back.
All over Twitter.
I was kidding.
All of this, I didn't know he was a rapper. I didn't know who he was, and I wish I can unknow.
And I didn't even want to do this episode to, like, give him a spotlight. I just really felt like this was a great segue to talk about toxic masculinity
in the
community, because it's unfortunately a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah. It goes a lot back to, like, the fact that, like, in slave days, like, that's how they would emasculate black male slaves. They would just rape them. So, like, that's why it's like, all of this toxic masculinity is brought onto us by racism. So, because white people suck.
At the end of the day,
white people suck.
We blame white people for it all. That's really how
that's the root of the issue.
We're gonna just find a way to
at
like
the end of the day, white people suck.
I mean, we don't have to try hard.
That's the root. That's the common episode where we just bring out a bunch of white people and just
them. Read them.
Just be like, this is what you did.
Did you know that you suck?
They're just like saying mean things now. Just be like, Karen.
We should just say all the things. Either all the things that people have said to us or all the things that we have wanted to say to them. Just like as a list.
Yes.
We can start with Chloe. We
do that as No, we could do like someone writes like a letter to a white person saying all the things that they want to say and put it as a mini segment.
Not dear white people. Dear white people.
Ugly ass bob ass wig. Get your shit out of my face. I'm tired of seeing you hair all up on my Instagram and shit.
We know that this has been a deeper episode. We didn't mean for this to become a deeper episode. We thought we were just going to fry him, but I think because we are so fried.
It's because it's not even that. It's just us.
Yeah, it's just us. We just got so passionate and pissed off.
Lopez doesn't even deserve the time or the space.
I really don't even feel like roasting him.
He looks like a little bug from Men in Black.
Let's do a quick roast.
He's an
abomination.
He needs a good eye cream.
I'm not even ready for a roast. I didn't have anything ready.
I didn't come with any reason.
But you know when you leave a pan oven and it's on and it just is burning with nothing on it, like no oil in the pan by itself is burning? Like. That's Lil Boosie's face. No, that's his 100%.
Stop.
Don't look it up. I promise you. It's really not worth it.
No, I need to know for myself so I can come up with reads.
Do you, you know, like, if you could...
Is this him?
Yes.
Wow.
Like a poison Pokemon, like a coffin.
But like, homegirl.
Poison Pokemon?
We've been playing a lot of Pokemon in the quarantine.
I mean, Aaron's been playing a lot of
Pokemon. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon. I finally beat the game. I beat my first Pokemon game, guys.
I don't even know what to say, honestly.
It's really it's not even worth the effort or the breath. I actually kind of just want to bleep his name out for the whole episode. I think I might just bleep out his whole name. Should we do it?
We said his name once with the audience.
But no one will know who we're talking about.
No, I'll say his name once.
Oh, okay.
I'll just like implement the
bleep. Yeah, he just looks like every man that hits me up on Grindr, offering me money to bottom for them in their DL. So I'm never gonna hit
He
them,
definitely like, is the description of like, if that guy hits on me, like I'll beat his ass.
Yeah,
like,
He's not gonna hit on you, but I know you're gonna hit on me.
I'm like, I look so good, I'm not pressed. Never have I been pressed. Except these nails.
Edges,
cracks. Except this weave.
No, this is...
Except this head wrap.
This head wrap that's unwrapping.
Mood!
After the episode, we were like, oh, we should have given him space. I was like, let's just delete this episode. I'm just kidding. He's like, fuck him. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So, does anyone have any thoughts about that we want to end with? I want to end with just like... I just want to, instead of ending on Lil Boosie, I just want to end with talking about Dwayne Wade as a great example of parenting.
He dyed his hair red when his daughter dyed her hair pink.
Dwayne Wade makes my most
It's like it's like all these men came for Dwayne Wade, and I'm like, wouldn't you want it to be played by Gabrielle Union?
I like literally
okay.
Gabrielle Union do anything to me.
Okay.
He has a beautiful family. Gabrielle Union is pegging him in his giant Miami mansion.
And he's athletic.
Period.
Basketball. He's healthy. He's living his best life. Like, why
but can't their kid be looking at them like, oh, I hate y'all. That little girl.
What?
Face. She be looking at them crazy like, oh, I hate y'all. I can't wait until she starts talking because she's going to be cursing them out.
Wait, you're talking about the baby?
Yes!
No, because
that baby be cursing them out in her head.
I was gonna say that's what it's like.
That's her stepmom. No,
she be cursing them out in her head.
But that's all celebrity babies, because you know Blue Ivy used to do the same.
Blue Ivy was rude, but Dwayne's daughter looks even more rude than Blue Ivy did.
Blue Ivy had a job to prepare for as Beyonce's manager.
Okay.
She knew she had to take on the dynasty. She knew she was the chosen one.
Like, she had a big job ahead.
The Avatar has returned.
The Avatar has returned.
It's a Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy is the Avatar. Oh, my. No, the Avatar is not a billionaire, actually.
It spurs you.
You're the Avatar.
You're the Avatar.
Who's the Avatar?
It was inside of Jada.
It's inside of
me?
You're the Avatar.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. I don't want that responsibility.
Definitely.
I really don't.
Wait. Since we're here, since we're at the subject, which vendor are you?
Azula.
No.
Shut up. No. First of all, I was very hurt, sad, and disappointed that no one answered my tweet on who, which character from Avatar. My voice, I'm the worst. Nobody answered my tweet about who, which character from Avatar I was, and I really wanted to know.
Momo.
Shut up. No, yeah, I'm not.
Avatar, the last airbender.
iTunes will do that for you.
That's why we don't fuck with iTunes. Like, no one has used iTunes for years because it's so fucking shitty.
I only use it because I got it 6 months for free.
Jada,
No, I wouldn't.
You would be like,
What's old girl from Kyoshi Island that
Suki?
Suki, yes.
Suki. I feel like Jada would be tough.
I wouldn't be tough.
No, who's the old guy that they met at the Earth Temple?
Oh, the guru. That's where I'm on right now.
Are you serious?
With the onion and banana juice, child. Jada will be eating Popeyes instead of onion and banana juice. She'll be like, come bring me a spicy Popeye sandwich with some pickles, and maybe I'll teach you how to unleash your chakras. Feel me?
Don't do chakras.
There's some big... Some big poopy rings and some lip gloss. Lauren is Princess Azula.
No, you're not.
Lauren is Azula.
I'm not. I think I'm
100% a water.
No. If you're top, Jada is Katara and I'm Zuko. I'm so hot-headed and messy, and it took me years to get it together.
If Aaron was a character from the Avatar, he would be Lake Lao guy.
Who's
that? I didn't know so well that you're putting off these characters.
I'm
Appa, bitch.
Not. Lauren, low key, you could be Jet.
I feel like I'm stuck.
Jet? Yo, you're about to drag me.
Because Jet was for the revolution.
Jet said I would be Jet. But Jet dies. Jet dies.
Okay, you're going to die someday.
I bet you won't. That's really upsetting
me. And Jet was for the revolution. He didn't give no fucks.
I'm not Jet because I'm not going to die.
You're Jet.
I'm not.
Jet. I feel like Jet I'm a mix of people. Boy
who played Katara. Katara is the best, sweetest.
I feel like I'm a mix of
most compassionate. She is a healer, and he played the healer. Katara is the best person. Listen, Avatar don't even deserve it. Katara, and you're gonna say I'm Jet, and you Jet played Katara. Katara is the risen savior, not the Avatar. That's the plot twist here, and you're gonna say I'm Jet. I bet you won't. No, I'm not Jet. And I don't hold no hair in my mouth. What you gonna say I'm Jet for? He needed a haircut.
Hey, I didn't say raggedy.
Femi, and you gonna say I need a haircut and I'm raggedy? I bet I don't. I just washed my hair and I just trimmed it. I just dusted the edges and you're gonna say I'm freaking Jet. I'm not, I don't
live in behavior. I'm not raggedy. Right now.
Bird. Jet is a bird. Feel me? He live in the trees. He's a bird. I'm not a bird. I'm not
everywhere.
You're bugging. How you gonna say I'm Jet? No. No, no, no. No, 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 no. And I'm not gonna get got by Katara. Because you over here lying, talking about blow them up.
No.
I should have just blew them up.
No.
If I was Jet, I would have just blew them up. And I wouldn't have told her, no way. Feel me?
And he got caught in a tree and some ice. People was trying to stop Jet. And he would not stop. That's you right now. You are Jet.
What?
Jet.
Now you're dragging it.
You don't got a whole hay in your mouth to be Jet. That was like a minor detail.
Dragging it.
They said I was Katara. I'll wear my hair.
You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you because if I was on a ship with freaking Zuko and they was holding food from me, I would break in and steal a chicken.
Exactly.
So I would be mad hungry and I'll be like, Zuko, you know what? Whoever you are, I don't like you. You ugly, you dusty. That's why your father scarred you. But let's ride because I'm hungry. Feel me? I'm hungry. Let's steal some chicken. Let's get some sushi for me. I'll get some ramen and some kimchi back up out of my face, you know?
Wait, have you guys seen that Avatar meme where it's like, Top, that's why your mama dead? And Katara's like,
yes!
That's why your mama dead.
Being on the shoes.
Like, well, if I was dead, I would ride for some food.
You would be the leader like, of the pack. My team,
I would break in wherever.
You would be
I would
the
steal
leader.
A chicken or two. Okay. But why did Jet have to die?
Because the people played him. Because he wrote so hard for the
revolution. The thing is, and it's like Jet is such a bad rap, but it's like Jet's own mind was perverted. Jet at Lake Lao Guy had to hold it down and didn't even remember where he came from.
But listen, they bent his mind. Did go a little too far. He went a little too far sometimes.
Jet did not deserve that.
He didn't, but he did go a little too far sometimes. And he died. And that's why people didn't like him. He did die. He did.
No,
people died.
No. The show don't confirm that Jet died. And I believe we're going to see Jet in book four.
You think he's in book four? So me and Paris speculate.
A book four is coming.
Me and Paris.
No, it's not.
As I've spoken to my people, book four is coming. Be ready for book four. Me and Paris.
Jet wrote for the right reasons. Feel me? The Fire Nation needs to be demolished.
They are.
They do another cycle of an Earth Avatar and then another cycle of Fire Avatar.
Fire at what?
Because an Avatar that started out as an Earthbender and an Avatar that started out as a Firebender. So yeah. Aren't they doing a series for Avatar Kyoshi?
I don't know. Are they?
Oh, no. They wrote a manga for Avatar Kyoshi, which means that they're probably going to make a series out of it.
That's cute. Because Avatar Kyoshi was that
Avatar
girl.
The waterbender.
Every was that bitch.
She was.
And then with, I don't think they like talk enough about the fire. There was a fire avatar before Aang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Roku. They talk about him a lot.
Yes, and Avatar.
He basically helped him through the whole thing.
I'd watch the Roku series, or I'd watch the next Avatar after Katara, because that would be present.
I don't think there'll be a Roku series. They showed a lot of Roku's life in. I didn't get up to it yet, but they showed a lot of Roku's life in the Avatar.
I just can't believe y'all said shit.
I haven't. This we're rewatching it because I watched it when we were like when I was like a kid.
And then we're gonna watch.
Yeah, I can't believe how much I remember because I'm like. I remember book three like very well because I watched book three in itself on iTunes when I was like a little bit older.
Oh good.
But I didn't watch the first two. So I didn't remember much of the first two. But now I'm up to book three. And I'm well versed in book three.
I think the thing I always remember about Avatar is that the season finales of every season are so incredible always.
Every
time. Yeah.
It's always like
they are.
There is always a gag, so we're gonna binge watch like three, four, five.
But I'm Jet.
It's okay, Lauren. It's okay.
I'm not gonna die. You're bugging.
All right, fine. You can be.
I could be Jet. If you
who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who would you see yourself as?
She's either Azula.
I don't see you as Azula. You want to be Azula? She double crossed everybody. Child, everybody. She was loyal to another one.
Exactly. Lauren gets the
That's not you. That's not you.
That's the price Azula has to pay for being a baddie. Feel me?
No. She's not. She's in the loony bin. You'd rather be in the loony bin.
Earth King.
You'd rather be in the loony bin than be dead.
That's freaking Suki. What do you mean? She's the baddest of the bad.
No,
her team
no.
Fights for her. The
no.
way she got that circus girl.
No.
She's the baddest of the bad. And y'all can't.
First of all, I would want to be Ty Lee. I would want. I'm not saying that.
The circus girl. The circus girl.
I can't put myself in a pretzel, but I would like.
Who is Ty Lee? The girl with the long ponytail.
See, you want to be Azula, and you don't even know your own team.
That's because she got the Kalinkalon hair in her head. Don't mean she's a baddie. You feel me? Just because she
didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said I wanted to be her. I didn't say I was her.
Wildin'.
Be her. Okay, you want to be Azula? Why Wildin. Can't I be Ty Lee? Beat me, beat Wildin. Ty Lee. I'm on your team.
Wildin.
So why are you mad?
Wildin.
Why are you mad?
And Ty Lee got a big mouth, feel me? She need to be quiet.
No, you know
she
what?
Need to ride
you know
for the team.
You know who I am, though?
It was so
hard. I am May.
Nah, May, same.
I am May.
She's tired of putting on makeup. No. She don't want to go outside. Everything is boring. That's a
in
vibe.
In the drill episode, she was
okay.
She was like, nah, y'all got it.
She was like,
that's me.
She was like, listen, Ty Lee, you can go in that hole, but I bet you I won't.
I bet you I won't. I bet you I stay. And then by
what happened after the episode and Legend of Korra?
Who's to watch the Legend of Korra?
Where do I watch it?
We should get his anime.
Where is it?
Actual. It's on Kiss Anime.
Well, the
I'll
next...
send you a link.
Where?
I'll send you a link.
In my Gmail by 7:30 p.m.
A Gmail, I'm gonna text it to you. It's... I have your phone number.
Make it happen.
Better.
Okay.
Should we
send it in the group?
Freaking Ty Lee with her big mouth, and you're gonna talk about you, Ty Lee.
I said I wanted to be. I'm not saying I'm her.
You would be May.
I know it would be. That's what I said. If you would listen, Azula.
Because I feel like Lauren is definitely Korra, TBH.
Korra?
Lauren is definitely
Korra. Korra from the Tyler Perry movie.
I don't know Korra at all.
Korra from Tyler Perry movie. Okay, who married him?
This was a thing, like
no.
Korra would win 500.
Okay. Next episode. Let's just do Avatar matchups.
Okay.
Let's match up all four of them. Let's match.
We need to finish book three. Yeah. Let's put that two episodes later because I need to finish the rest of it.
Yoshi versus Zuko versus Aang versus Katara versus Korra.
Nah, my favorite character though is Zuko.
I don't think I understand. I will be very passionate about this.
I love Zuko. I can't even.
Avatar Kyoshi.
My
unrevoked started a live tweeting about this.
And
show.
If you speed up past the way I'm viewing it or where I am,
I'm not speeding up anything. I respect
I'm gonna go to
this
Popeyes
show.
By your house.
I respect. I respect this show so much that I don't rush it. I watch like 3 episodes a day. And when I'm done,
Wow. She said, I don't rush it. I watch 3 episodes a day.
That's not a lot. People watch full seasons in a day. So.
Jada, why don't you snitch on yourself?
You behind the screen. That's why. That's why you got a lot to say. That's why you got a lot to say. You think you big and bad.
I love
it. Anyway, can we close out?
I'm going to close this episode because you two are just shouting at each other. Y'all could do that on FaceTime.
Actually, I don't think we
can. Really?
Actually,
I'm done with this conversation.
You're all going to hell. So, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Ethnic Angry. You guys can find us on Instagram at Femme Ethnic Angry. You can find us on Twitter at Ethnic Gay Trash. It's going to change soon. There's a poll that should have gone out by then. If somebody did it, fingers crossed. You can find me on Instagram at There's No Aaron Space. That's There's No AARON Space. Or at Twitter at Childish Gumbo.
Dead.
Find me on Instagram at Bad Girl Perry. That's
canceled.
I'm not cutting it.
That's a girl with a U. That's it. And you can also find me on Twitter at Bad Girl Perry. If you want to tip me, I am a drag queen. I just love getting tips. So if you want to tip me, my Venmo is Tip Paris.
Oh, she loves a fat tip. Okay.
You know how much I love a tip.
Cancel.
Anyway, hi. My name is Jada, and you can find me on Instagram at jada.blair. And that's JAEDA.Blair. And then on Twitter.
On Instagram and Twitter at the Afro Queen.
Oop, my bad.
I know damn well.
That was an accident.
That wasn't me.
I know that. That wasn't an accident. Now I'm playing. Okay. And you can find me on Twitter at Jada Blair, JAEDABLAIR. And that's it.
Laura, where are you?
On Instagram and Twitter. Thank you.
And that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Some good human time.
Indeed.
Thank you all so much for listening to another episode. As always, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Wear a mask.
Don't smoke crack.
Follow social distancing guidelines.
And wash your legs.
wash your legs.
I don't think you wash the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, people forget to wash their feet. I sometimes do, so that's why I'm saying.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It's every once in a while I forget.
Wash the bottom of the pan.
And
watch the last Avatar, because he will save your life.
And watch Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix, or I think Hulu.
We're promoting the TV show. They should sponsor us.
They should sponsor us. They won't, but who cares? Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Femme Ethnic and Angry. As this is Pride, we wanted to highlight some organizations that are supporting Black, trans, and queer people. This week, we would like to talk about the Black Trans Travel Fund. Black Trans Travel Fund is an organization that supports Black trans people to pay for ride shares in order to ensure their safety when going to places that a lot of us do not fear going to, like work, school, or the grocery store. Their link is in our Instagram bio, and you can also follow them at Black Trans Travel Fund on Instagram. As always, stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands for 20 seconds, and continue to fight the capitalist Anglo-heteronormative patriarchy.